Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Members of the local East Indian community celebrated India's first anniversary of Republic Day on this day, January 26, 1951, and this historic occasion was reported in the Barbados Advocate the following day. The celebrations were marked on this Friday evening by a meeting at Combermere School Hall, where some 300 guests were in attendance, and throughout the proceedings, the flag of India was proudly flown. Speeches were given by the leadership of the Barbados Muslim Association, members of Parliament, and other dignitaries. The theme of the evening's gathering underscored the unity of all groups within the society, as well as the move toward freedom and against colonization. In this vein, Mr. Suleiman Patel, president of the Barbados Muslim Association, called on the members of the Indian community to associate with the members of the Barbadian society as brothers and sisters and not to isolate themselves. They were encouraged to become engaged in work that would build the island, pointing toward welfare work, voluntary service, and every form of goodwill work. According to the report, the chairman of the function, His Honor Mr. H.A. Vaughan, also noted that he was glad to see the time was past when East Indians living in Caribbean communities were not content to live in isolation. He continued, quote, West Indians would watch India's experiment in self-government with interest, end quote. This was a significant statement and perhaps a shot across the bow to England, because Barbados was still a colony with obvious aspirations for self-government. The patron of the function, His Honor the Acting Chief Justice, Mr. J.W.B. Chinnery, described freedom as indivisible and communicated that the struggle for freedom throughout the world should be supported by all people, even in the small but important island of Barbados. Although recognizing the need for freedom and self-government across the world, Mr. Chinnery also asserted with gladness that the option to remain within the British Commonwealth of Nations had been exercised. He also expressed his belief that the time was ripe for West Indian self-government and federation as well. On this day, January 26, 1951, speaker after speaker celebrated India's freedom from colonial rule, projecting their desires for things to come, as the leaders of the East Indian community pledged cooperation at the local level and impressed this commitment on their members.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.